Welcome back to Reflections. The other tidbit or article is on the new Miss Universe Puerto Rico. Sasheli, Z-A-S-H-E-L-Y, Alicia Rivera. And I've been mentioning, you know, that these contests are, you know, the women that are being, you know, winning and leading are just well-rounded, tremendous woman. And then her, this interview with her, you know, she says that in terms of, she says that one of the things that she stands out is el poder decir mucho sin decir nada, the power of being able to say a lot without saying anything, which, you know, the way you handle yourself says much more than anything you can verbally state. And then she also says, además, al momento de hablar, creo la seguridad que mostré fue clave. Es la seguridad de que he dado de artes, mi historia y todo lo que he pasado en mi vida, la cual siento que me elevó a este momento. Fortalezas como disciplinada, creativa, auténtica y empática. Dice, me gusta siempre ponerme en la posición de otros a tratar de entender que no todos venimos del mismo lugar, que tenemos distintas situaciones en la vida, distintas historias, y que cada uno puede brillar con su esencia. So basically she's saying that, that you know, she's creative, disciplined, authentic, and emphatic, empathetic. Empathetic. And that she tries to understand the person and accept them for what they are and realizes that people come from different backgrounds and that they all have importance, you know, in life. So, you know, and the whole, you know, she studied sport psychology, loves dancing all her life. A really good candidate of the many that we have had. And there's so many of these contests in this area. I think I haven't counted them, but I think there must be a half dozen of them all over. Okay, then quickly before I get to the For You When I Am, this book by Steve Letter, the experience, I had a really bad experience at the restaurant with bad service, and instead of just saying I'm sorry, giving excuses, you know, that they gave preference to the that DoorDash, you know, that we had ordered seafood and that takes long time, and well, you should have told us, and et cetera. So just the third there, they just should have said, I'm sorry. And the person probably wasn't, the waitress wasn't at fault. That probably the last one, but she should have put forth a better position for her restaurant and all. But then I had this experience. I have I have two of them, and one of them broke. It's a, you know, a corkscrew, and it's called steel-headed corkscrew, and it's really strong, well-built, et cetera. But the corkscrew came out, and I tried to put it back in because it didn't break. And so I called up the company. First of all, I looked on, and there was some really good reviews about how the company sent new products, and when their products didn't work, I said, well, I called them and said, is there something that I can do to get this corkscrew back into the base because it's not broken? And she took a few seconds and came back and said, no, it can't be repaired. We'll send you a new one. So I'm expecting, you know, do you have a proof of claim, a proof of purchase, excuse me? Do you have, you know, a serial number there, whatever, you know, and this and that. And she said, give me your full name and address and we'll send you the product. I said, okay. So I gave her the name and the address and said, give me a couple of seconds. She came back and said, okay, here, you know, how much are they going to charge me for the fight? As you know, sometimes these the guarantees are worthless because they cost more to send the products back than what the products are worth. So I, you know, I go, okay, here's where I'm going to get screwed. Pardon the pun with the corkscrew. and she came back and she said, okay, I checked the, you we're going to send it by UPS and you'll have it in about 7 days. And I got it and I picked it up last Monday. And there it is, you know, a brand new product sent without a penny on my part. It's just an incredible service. So it's OXO is the company, and you know, really the opposite pole of that restaurant. Okay, so in this presentation that I gave on Tuesday. At the seminar and collaboration, and I don't want to. I mean, another more because that's a whole topic in and of itself. But I went back to this book, the last one I've read, which is, you know, For You When I Am Gone. As I said at the beginning of the program, it's a on how to develop what they call an ethical will. And basically, it's 12 questions, essential questions that tell your life story, and so let's go over some of them, and what to get you thinking, and give you my thoughts on it. So the first question is, what do you regret? And basically, my answer when I think back of what I regret, and we've had a lot of talk and discussions on the importance of regret, a whole book on the importance of regret, how the that it is something. But this is, you know, just a quick question on one thing, because we all, there's something we regret. And basically my answer to that is, although, you know, I feel that, you know, I look back, I've always had challenges and great moments, and there was, in fact, I can't go back and say everything, any moment was disastrous or any moment was completely, you know, joyful. They all had these their obstacles, etc. So, but I think the regret is that too often not enjoying the present when I look back. I'm not enjoying the present, but looking, you know, forward to what is going to be achieved, and this is something we've discussed on many occasions, that you know, mindfulness and enjoying the present and not overemphasizing the past, or, well, certainly the past, this is, you can't do anything about it, but especially the future. So I think when in terms of regret is that too often. You know, I spent time looking forward, you know, when I look back, but you know, I did enjoy the present throughout all my life. I don't, I feel pretty good about. Second one, when was a time you led with your heart? And, you know, this may be sound, but basically it going into my, the relationship with my wife, Pinky, both, you know, girlfriend, vamos a ser novios, and then, you know, marriage, and from a practical standpoint, it wasn't, you know, if you did an analysis from a practical standpoint, we got married very early. She was 19 and I was 22, and we started going out, she was 14, 15, and also, you know, very early on, you know, complete commitment, and it was by the heart, and it's worked out, and we still like, so when I decided to be novios, I said, yeah, vamos a tomar el riesgo, which is, you know, the most conservative, negative way to go into a relationship. Let's take a risk, you know, let's take the risk. So that's you know, clearly, my answer to when was the time you led with your heart, which is a good time thing that it is with the person I've, you know, made from 17 years old. I've been with Pinky, and what makes you happy is the third one, And this one, I just don't, you know, when he has the questions and he has a lot of people answering their things, he has his view at the beginning, then answers by different people, and then then maybe he comes back with some more, you know, comments on the particular thing. A lot of the people just talk about, you know, what makes them happy. You know, I like, you know, playing golf or whatever. It's sort of superficial because it's the way the question is posed. You know, and the first thing I would change the question. I would say, how did you pursue happiness, you know, or success and well-being? Because the long-term thing, and there's a great in his introduction, there's some words he says, real happiness requires a process and is a distillate of mindful living day after week after month, and even after decades of intention. In other words, as opposed to pleasure, sudden and fleeting, happiness is the fruit of a slow-growing tree. The beautiful, answer. Perfect. So this is funny because the chapter, I would have changed the question, and they would have brought this thing, but because most of the answers, you know, were relatively superficial. Okay. And then the next one, chapter four, what was your biggest failure? And you know, sometimes, you know, people say, my biggest failure is that I was too good. But I, at a given moment, you know, I mean, I came up with this term that's used, and it's, you know, type A behavior, which is a person a little bit too competitive, too aggressive, too wanting to do too many things at the same time. And the book, you know, was called Type A Behavior and Coronary Disease, or Coronary Disease and Type A Behavior. I don't remember, but that's the same thing. And I realized that I was, you know, nobody is completely, well, no, nobody, most people aren't completely one thing or another, but I was definitely Type A behavior. And that has created, you know, a lot of my, of what I think have been my weaknesses in my life, you know, trying to do too much, being too aggressive with people, being often too competitive. And granted, you know, once I read this book and read other things and this and that, and of course just with age, but that was the big, and it still is my biggest failure, to be too aggressive, too cocky, trying to do too much, and chihichiha. So that's my answer to that. I don't know what as you listen to me, you know, see what you would say to yours. What got you through your greatest challenge? This is chapter five, and this one, it's tough as a general thing, but my answer is that. When I go through different things and different moments and difficult moments and when I have failures, I think the thing that gets me through is that I conscientiously try to do my best, and that's the most that can be expected, and sometimes it's not good enough for the particular moment or against the particular competitor or what have you. But what gets me through is I gave it my best, and usually yeah, of course everything has exceptions, but usually I gave it my best, and that got me through some really bad moments, and some of them you all know if you've been listening to me, and we can discuss it in a different moment. Number five is, you know, what is a good person? Wow. And I think what we all want to, I think some people don't want to be good persons, but I think most of us want to be good persons. And by coincidence, last week we had the funeral of my very good friend way back In our teenage years, Mario Mayito Paniagua, Mario Luis Paniagua Guzman, who passed away on the 29th of July, and on the 13th of August, we had the funeral. And what stood out by the people speaking and that he was a good person, and a good person and respectful. He was kind, cooperative, easy to get along with, a nice guy, and good lawyer, and had great hobbies, a good tennis player. I particularly thought he was pretty good because he allowed me to win a lot. But we played a lot of tennis way back from. I think I played more tennis with him than anybody else. But Mario was a good guy, and those were the characteristics of a good person. The next one is what is love? I think love is an emotional feeling of devotion to another person, to another being, in parentheses, for example, a pet, when I put on, or God, to a cause and to activities in life that make you happy, make you feel happy, grateful, and fulfilled, and peaceful. That would be the answer to that. And this one is what kind of summarizes in about 15 words, what you would want on your tombstone. I really fought for that one, and getting that one. And I put in Spanish, because this is what I gave at the seminar yesterday, Tuesday, I keep on saying, intento distinguir y lograr lo que uno puede y debe cambiar para mejorar a sí mismo y a los demás. Translated, he tried to distinguish and achieve what one can and should change to improve oneself and others. Which goes into the importance of knowing what you can change and what you can't change, and to be able to distinguish it, and then what you should change, even if you can do it. So that's my epitaph, huh? Good ending, huh, Hector? Okay, we'll see. We'll have you next week. I gotta have a guest. A psychologist. We're gonna have gentle teaching. So look forward to that. Have a good week. Take care. See you next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.